it's a historical snapshot that we keep coming back to again and again. Running for the White House in 1960, Catholic John F. Kennedy declared that, and I'm quoting him, "I do not speak for my church on public matters, and my church does not speak for me." But that was then. In recent years, some American Catholic bishops obsessed with culture war issues have grown increasingly bold in demanding elected officials who, in JFK's immortal words, happen also to be Catholic, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator John Kerry, toe the line on abortion or be publicly denied the sacraments. And now, President Joe Biden's in the crosshairs, and we're looking now to see what's going to happen. For expert analysis of this volatile situation, we turn to Professor Massimo Fagioli, author of the book Joe Biden and Catholicism in the United States. Massimo, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
This attempt by part of the Catholic hierarchy in this country to exercise dominance of Catholic politicians is really nothing new. When did it originate?
It's nothing new. It's old. But I should also add that it's not just part of the Catholic hierarchy. It's also part of the Catholic Church. I mean, the people in the pews that have grown in this belief that the laws of the church should automatically become law of the nation, the law of the land. And so it has always been a very complicated relationship between the Catholic faith and politics. It has become more complicated in these last roughly 50 years because of the so-called biopolitics. It begins with contraception, and then abortion in the 70s, and then it becomes euthanasia, and then gender issues, LGBTQ. So these compact of new issues on which the state authorities need to legislate and to regulate has put to the fore very sensitive issues that are very close to the Catholic idea of the human person and of society everywhere in the world. In this country, it is particular because we have a two-party system, and this two-party system has created basically a two-party church. Yeah. And so this is extremely complicated in this country especially.
You know, I remember seeing a video of a Catholic priest in full vestments preaching that, and this was the quote, "No Catholic can vote for a Democrat." How prevalent do you think this attitude has become?
It is hard to say. So we know that the Catholic vote in this country is a swing vote. And so it is very close to be 50% for Democrats, 50% for Republican Party when it's about the election of the president. It is very different if you poll white Catholics that are in majority Republican, or if you poll non-white Catholics that are in an overwhelming majority for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And so it has come back lately because of Joe Biden's Catholicism that has given a certain kind of ideological Catholic culture and fuel to step up their battle on the so-called culture wars. And so it is not prevalent, but certainly it is representative of a particular kind of Catholic culture. It's not an exception. It is an integral part of what Catholicism has become in this country.
What was the demand circulating this week regarding the sacraments and leaders like Pelosi and Biden?
So it has come back in this last week because we know that there has been an extraordinary step made by the Vatican. They sent a letter to the bishop conference in this country, basically telling them, stop talking about this in terms of a threat of denying communion to pro-choice Catholic politicians, because this is not the way to go about that issue. There should be a communal consensus deliberation. But actually, this is about Joe Biden. This is something that begins already last year during the campaign, even before he was elected, because there's a history, especially we saw that in 2004 when John Kerry was a candidate. Yeah. A few Catholic bishops openly said that they would expect John Kerry, being a pro-choice politician, not to show up for communion. Now, it's important to know that this is really part of the intention of a small group of Catholic bishops in this country, and it has never been the official position of the Vatican and of the popes, not even Pope Benedict, to adopt such a cultural war use of communion. And so here you have that a small group of very ideological Catholic bishops in this country, they are in control of the National Bishop Conference. And this is at odds not just with Joe Biden and many Catholics in this country, but also at odds with the Vatican, actually.
Hmm. So do you see this as something that will be so profound that it will come to disapproval of Biden?
I don't think so. So what happens in this country is that the political cultures are so entrenched that it's very hard that something that someone on the other side does changes your mind. Mm. And so this is true also for Catholics. I mean, certainly it's extraordinary that the Vatican sends a letter to the U.S. bishops basically defending the right of a Catholic president to receive communion, even though this Catholic president is pro-choice. Hmm. And so I don't think this debate will stop here. It will continue. Yeah. But it has become much more difficult for the leadership of the U.S. Bishop Conference to go forward with a threat. It's hard to imagine how they can defy the Vatican on this after there has been, I mean, from the highest authority of the Vatican on theological issues, I don't know how they can go forward with that.
Massimo, I'd like to focus on some things in your book that really stood out for me. Among the six key issues for American Catholicism in the public square that you emphasize is the relationship between the church and our democracy. At this moment, do you see the Catholic Church, as well as other denominations, helping or further eroding the troubled foundations of our democracy?
This is very important because historically, American Catholicism begins its history in this country as a small minority of immigrants, I mean, poor immigrants, but especially in the 20th century, becomes accepted also because Catholicism accepts democracy, especially after World War II and the Cold War. And so what's happening right now? So what we saw with this, I mean, split within U.S. Catholicism, with one part embracing Donald Trump and those conspiracy theories and so on, it is historically extraordinary because it's a contradiction of this long march of U.S. Catholics proving themselves of being good Americans in the sense of being good citizens. They respect the democracy. And so I believe that this is a critical moment because it is unimaginable for a church as big as the Catholic Church in this country to become one of the forces undermining our democracy. Actually, this is something that's happening in other countries in different forms, because Catholics have contributed to the rise and the election of some authoritarian leaders in Brazil, in the Philippines, in Hungary, in Poland. So it's not just America, but again, in the United States, that has an extremely high symbolical value, because Americans accepted Catholics in the mainstream, also because Catholics had no doubts that it was much better to be in favor of free and fair elections than of an authoritarian regime. And that came back into doubt in these last 4 years under Donald Trump, actually.
I found your chapter, The Catholic Crisis of Globalization, Religion, and Politics in America, to be extremely interesting. Talk about the interplay of ever-growing secularity and multiple Catholic crises.
This is integral part of what has happened in these last few years. What we see in this country is not just a polarization between Democrats and Republicans within Catholicism, but there's also been very visible a growing rift between conservative American Catholics and the Vatican, which is unusual, unprecedented. So why is this happening? Well, because Pope Francis is a Jesuit from Latin America. And this has created anxiety in those conservative Catholics in this country that are afraid not just that it's not clear what's going to be the role of the United States in the global world, the rise of China and of India and so on, but there's also anxiety about what kind of future this Catholic Church in this country has. And so here there's a conflation of uncertainties on the global role of this nation and anxieties on what's going to be the role of Catholicism in this country and of American Catholicism in the global world, because Pope Francis has made clear that for him, Catholicism is essentially global. And so it doesn't depend on European culture and not even on North American culture. So this is a very critical juncture, because all this wave of criticism against Pope Francis is revealing of deep-seated fears and uncertainties that came out during the presidency of Donald Trump. And then Joe Biden can rebalance some of that, but it's a very, very difficult job.
Yeah. Earlier, I mentioned the campaign, presidential campaign in 1960. To this day, I hold high as a model for any president or presidential candidate JFK's promise that if he became the president and his faith conflicted with the Constitution, he would resign the office, and he hoped that any conscientious public servant would do the same. Would Joe Biden do that? Would you want every president to say that?
I think Joe Biden would do the same. I'm not sure if he would say the same, but he would do the same. In some sense, I mean, we live in a very different world from what John Kennedy was talking about, both in terms of what kind of church and of relations between church and politics. But that line that John Kennedy drew in the sand is still there.
Yeah.
So there's still a very delicate sense of the balance in this country between what are the boundaries between one personal faith and one political office, especially for Catholicism. It is not that high, the expectation when you have an evangelical politician, evangelical president, for example. But for a Catholic, it's different because there's this ghost of the foreign domination of the Pope. You know, so there are so many assumptions that are historically sedimented. And so here, Joe Biden is a very different kind of Catholic from JFK, but that civil dogma that I don't speak for my church and my church doesn't speak for me, it's still there and it's still valid.
It's been a compelling topic for many of us as President Biden invariably includes the language of faith in general and Christianity more specifically in most of his public pronouncements. This is seen by some as pandering and by others as a mild attempt to win back some of the constituencies captured by the religious right, claiming to be their only option. What do you think about that?
I think Joe Biden learned the lessons from the 2016 election when the religious vote and the vote of Catholics were not considered important. And so the Biden campaign understood that it was important and there was a strategic, move, outreach to that vote. I think it's very hard to accuse Joe Biden of being cynical about his faith. If there's something that can be said about him is that he is genuine and that he believes what he says, what he does when it's about his Catholic faith. So that doesn't mean that he's naive, not at all. So, but the way he has talked about his faith directly or indirectly as a candidate or in the years before has always been very careful and very well measured. And I would have never said that it was pandering or cynical. Is it something that Americans see as genuine, as real, as a real part of his life, inseparable from his biography? And that is something that may help him cross some ideological boundaries to reach on the other side of the aisle.
Are political divisions in Catholicism hurting Catholicism?
Oh, yes. It's a mortal threat. It's a mortal threat that has always been there, but I've never seen anything as deep and as verbally violent as we see in this country now. Because as I said, we have a two-party system that has created a two-party church, but as a European, I'm shocked that this two-party mechanism has really become metaphysical, has penetrated the minds of everyone, and everything has to be sorted as of this party or the other party. And so this is a mortal threat because if there's one thing that is very important for the Catholic sense of Christianity is this sense of unity. That we are one, we are united despite, in spite of everything. And this is no longer true in our daily lives. There are parishes that are clearly very progressive, parishes that are clearly very conservative, and not primarily on theological issues, but on political issues. Because Christians today or Catholics don't argue on the philosophy of the incarnation or of the Holy Spirit, they fight on social political issues. Yeah. And this has already divided this church.
Dr. Massimo Fagioli teaches historical theology at Villanova University, the author of numerous books on Catholic Church history, leadership, and politics. He most recently authored the book, Joe Biden and Catholicism in the United States. It's not just about Catholics. It's all about religion in America in some ways. Thank you for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure.